you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Breaking news, Rush Limbaugh died last week, and 800 so many people had him on the Deadpool. Yeah.
808.
Yeah, my midday listening. I don't know what the hell I listen to anymore. Yeah.
Some of the players
took off Levitard. He's not on the air anymore. On ESPN, at least, and he's not anywhere, I believe. And yeah, now they took off Rush. You know,
well, he took himself off.
All that,
basically.
Right. Yeah.
Some of the players that had Rush in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to Spencer is my cucky.
Whoa!
Spread Eagle to Joy gets a hit.
Oh, that's great.
As does squeezing Dr. Mina's finger.
Yeah.
Stop asking if she was hot. Streaming the cornhole gets a hit.
No, I'm not going to stop asking if she was hot. That's just a question every guy asks. Sorry. That's a girl's playing that, which is fine, but your boyfriend or husband, he says the same thing to his buddies. Was she hot?
Stuart Scott's good eye gets a hit.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he had any.
Oh,
he doesn't now, but that's a good Deadpool. Name.
He right. did have one eye fishing and one eye looking for bait back in the day.
You know why?
Equally functional now. He got hit with a ball.
Yeah, didn't he get smacked in the gourd with a ball?
Yeah, but he had that
somewhere.
I think at a Jets practice.
Yeah,
a football
like that.
Hit him square in the eye.
Yeah, it's a Deadpool name. I'm not going to pick up. It's a Deadpool name. I mean, you can at least say it on the air. You judge whether that guy's bad for
it. Well,
the Deadpool names are supposed to go, whoa.
Wouldn't it stand to reason you should just have somebody throw a football again and knock it back right? Or
yeah,
I don't know if that stands to reason.
Maybe the movie.
That's not reasonable at all.
Because the other one could cockeye the other way completely.
No, in the bad eye again.
Right,
hit the bad eye again and knock it back.
It would make more sense to hit the other guy, other eye, and then he would be symmetrical.
Double cockeye?
Yeah.
Hair lip?
So that name's all right, but poor we're going to yell at you if you say don't ask if she's hot.
Exactly.
Swearing parrots gets a hit and tampon vampire gets a hit.
String outside the mouth. I can picture that. Yeah. Yeah, I can see
watching
that.
A bit of that Lincoln. I actually saw that in the theater, but it's on HBO or Showtime.
You mean the
night.
One with...
Oh, I was expecting
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, yeah,
vampires to show up, and then I forgot. This is the Daniel Day-Lewis Lincoln.
Yeah, it's
different.
No vampires involved.
I saw that Pride and Prejudice and Zombies was on the other day too. You can get.
Oh, they have that.
Yeah, that's a. You know,
one of those. I forget what they call those cross gender movies, not gender cross
genre.
That's right. Yeah.
Jean, as Trebek used to say. Is that French?
You miss him.
Jean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen the...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares? I
haven't seen the new guy on Jeopardy yet.
Apparently, he's great.
People like him from what I've seen on
social media. Well, I think they did the right thing. They wanted to get rid of... they wanted to have somebody really boring after he died for a little bit. So when somebody's professional comes in, that's what it sounds like to me, huh?
I think,
and he is professional.
Right. Yeah. Is Ken Jennings still with the show in some capacity?
He was a consultant for a while.
And so I don't know if he continues in that role or not.
I'm sure he is.
So this new guy is the show's executive producer.
Now I'm going to start watching it.
His name is Mike Richards.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
And he said that he didn't know he was going to be doing it.
Yeah, how long is he going to get sick of doing double duty?
3 days. He had an opportunity to prepare, and he had one suit.
Oh, yeah, because
you know. And now, this guy, though, he is not new at this.
Obviously.
He has done this before. First of all, he's good at this.
What
but he's also served as the executive producer for The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal. And he also hosted game shows on Game Show Networks, The Pyramid, and Divided.
Oh, he's already coached a game
show. So he's done this sort of thing before, it's but he didn't know he was going to do it. He is their executive producer.
He might not stay.
Didn't know he was going to step in.
Right.
Figured it out. But he's good.
Yeah.
He can do it.
So he has hosting experience.
Yes, he does.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Since Alex died, I'm not watching it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yep. Or less.
A note, again, we mentioned this yesterday, but we will mention it today. Starting today, a 14-day period opens up for the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, during which only businesses with fewer than 20 employees can apply for relief through the program. Starting today, the 14-day period opens up. So figure that out and get that help.
Oh, yeah.
Please. This is your chance.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Hopefully it goes where it's supposed to.
Yep.
Or to where it's needed the most.
Yeah. Keep people employed. An Illinois lawmaker wants to ban violent video games.
Yeah, that's been proven. That doesn't mean anything.
So he can reduce crime.
Oh, Jesus. We just elect these old, stupid people. Old, stupid. Do you see the picture I put out this morning from the, I guess it's the West Virginia State House? Republicans with just the liner of the mask on. Have you seen it?
No.
I'm looking at it right now.
Three of them showed up in the State House. So say you have a mask on, Todd, but the middle part is all cut out. So it's just
the outside?
Just the outside.
The outline?
Your nose and your mouth.
Their whole face hanging out. It's just an outline around
It's the frame of the mask.
The frame of the mask is on.
Without the actual part that you need to work.
There's at least three Republicans on the State House in West Virginia showed up that way. I don't know why they were allowed to stay there. Mocking mask by not wearing a mask.
Let me ask you this, though.
The Republicans.
Did they own the libs?
Oh, of course they did.
By doing that, did they own the lib? Did they trigger any libs?
They're exactly what you think they look like. Anywhere from 50 to 70-year-old and old, well, or 40 guys. Guys that are 40 look like they're 70. That group of douchebags. You know?
But it's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
As long as they triggered or owned.
Right. Yeah.
That's all they're
500,000 dead. They're showing up at a state house like that.
Concern themselves with.
That's right.
In this case.
This guy, he wants to ban rock and roll.
Yes.
Well, this guy wants to ban the violent video games that require you to kind of drive them. He's trying to get rid of, trying to cut down on carjacking. And so the types of games he wants to get rid of are the Grand Theft Auto type things,
right,
where you're driving around and doing bad things. Now then, this is Democrat Marcus Evans Jr., relation.
He's a douchebag too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is the type of thing that he is looking for.
He's an idiot.
Depicting a motor vehicle theft with a driver and passenger present.
Remember that on this program, we're calling a Democrat an idiot.
Right.
Because he falls into that narrative of video games kill people. You know, years ago, when games became really violent, I was never a video game guy because it wasn't my age group. But I know a lot of people that played these things, obviously, over the years, kids and Todd's kids and grown men. And even I originally thought, well, they probably should look into that. And guess what? They did. Multiple studies said, kids having fun.
And the kid's just an ass.
I believe in science.
A similar state law was struck down in 2011 by the U.S. Supreme Court, and they decided that video games are protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah, I could only go by personal anecdotes because Zane used to play that Grand Theft Auto all the time.
I
would sit down and watch him once in a while, and not once.
You ever carjack and murder a hooker?
Not once did he carjack anybody that I know of.
Right.
If he did, he got away with it, but I never noticed any new cars at the house.
Maybe that's what he's taken up since he's been in Mexico.
Yeah.
Now he's a carjacker.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
He had to move there.
Yeah. a completely white kid knocking on doors in Mexico to carjack. Yeah, he'd be safe.
Yeah.
That's a safe profession for a white kid in Mexico.
Gringo the carjacker.
Right. What an idiot. Is anybody saying, dude, science has looked into this?
I'm sure some people have tried.
People play video games, and it doesn't make them go out and do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's next? Is he banning dancing so the kids don't have sex?
That's
It sounds just as stupid as that. Does he not realize that?
No, he doesn't.
That mindset more wants to ban sex because it might lead to dancing.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll have none of that.
Let's dance. I watched Footloose. I watched the end of Footloose the other night.
Have you seen the reboot? I have no desire to see the reboot.
No, I left the reboot on for like an hour once a couple years back because What's-Her-Face is in Daisy Duke's old time. Who was a chick? She was a dancing chick.
I don't recall.
Yeah. It was a faithful remake, but stupid, not necessary. It ain't Kevin Bacon any crap.
No Tractor Chicken.
No, they played bus demo derby.
Yeah,
which actually was pretty cool.
But it's not Tractor Chicken.
No, it's not Tractor Chicken.
You can't toy with that part of the story.
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
you got to be true to that.
Yeah.
Because it's a tractor and there's shoestrings involved.
I know, but see, they had to make the movie a little bit different. Not much, but a little bit different. What's the name of that chick that starred in the new version?
Who was in
Julie Huff?
Yeah.
Juliana Huff?
She got a little Daisy Dukes on that whole movie, and it's worth
the Dancing with the Stars.
It's worth a rub or two, yeah.
She is a dancer.
Yeah, she is a dancer.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
By trade.
Yes.
A note for our Deadpool players. Prince Philip will remain hospitalized for several days while he continues to battle an infection.
Well, Tyler's Tupperware turds just trolls his thumbs over there. Yes, another one. Another one. He's got
excellent.
Six.
Excellent.
He's got six, right? Or she.
Seven,
doesn't he?
I thought it was Rush seven.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Very mysterious, Tyler's
Tupperware
turds.
Yeah, I think Rush was seven. Prince Philip is circling, and then there was Beverly Cleary and somebody that I'm forgetting.
Somebody else has got
six.
Terminal.
They have six now.
They only have six.
Yeah. And he or she.
We're expecting seven with Prince.
Has not revealed him or herself.
No, we haven't gotten any.
That's what makes it spookier.
Any communication whatsoever.
None.
And I think it delights him.
Or her.
That we're curious.
Hides behind Tyler's Tupperware turd.
Maybe the Wi-Fi is out in hell where he resides. Or she.
Ain't over, man. Long season. Craig was leading. We thought Craig might win in September last year.
I didn't think I
petered out. Petered out.
Got to finish strong, Craig. Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Microsoft co-founder, philanthropist,
and fake snowmaker.
Yeah, fake
snowmaker. Fake
snowmaker. Right, right. And he's putting chips in you for the vaccine, right?
Infecting you with chips.
Yeah.
Chip infector.
Yeah. I don't think he's infecting you. He's just tracking you.
Tracking you now.
Right.
He knows where you're at. Your phone doesn't know where you're at, but that does.
Because he knows that you are super interesting, right. And we want to track every move.
Interesting and dangerous.
He's discouraging nearly everyone on Earth from investing in Bitcoin. He referred to Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk during a Bloomberg interview, saying, "If you have less money than Elon, you should probably watch out." Bitcoin. He said he's got tons of money, very sophisticated. He can afford to take more risks. Yeah.
Didn't Yellen come out and say that she might have sunk? Bitcoin's still up
They're all saying the right thing. Yeah. It's volatile.
Volatile. That's all they're saying, right? Volatile. And if you listen to a ton of money.
And we know that.
Right. So the Robinhood app is on my phone for some reason. I don't know why. My son didn't download it. I don't think I did. So I clicked on it the other day. And I started filling it out. I'm thinking, I'm not going to get on here. I'm not going to put $100 into something.
You're not going to do any day trading?
Well, I don't. First of all, if you're going to do that, I think if you're going to do that, you're going to investigate companies, and then hopefully it does something. And then you make $150 instead of $100 laying there. But more than likely, if I put $100 into something, I'm going to have $4 in 2 weeks. So I'm thinking I'm not going to. And then it's you had to put in your all your information. And it came to where it said my Social Security number. So I clicked on, then I snopes it. I said, is the Robinhood app, safe? And they go, yeah, it's completely safe and it's insured. Still didn't want to do it. Because I'm not the kind of guy that investigates that kind of stuff. You know, you're more of a kind of guy who would look at the computer and say, hey, it might be going up. I might put $300 in that. You can do it all right there without a broker. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like a lot of places
that's
do.
That's the appeal.
A lot of places do. But, you know, Robinhood is a legitimate app. I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's what all those guys on that Reddit thread were using. That's what day traders use.
Right.
They throw a couple $100 in the morning, they make a couple $100, pull it out, and you know, do it again.
Make a couple $100.
Sometimes they get lucky, sometimes they don't.
I mean, I'd rather take the Packers -3. No, I shouldn't have done that either, right?
No, I think I read somewhere
that if you'd thrown $5 at Bitcoin in 2010, it would be worth $200,000 now.
Whoa.
But like
Craig said, good for them.
The bottom could fall out.
Well,
it's very volatile.
Don't you think that somebody put $5 in 2010, unless you're the real rich people, obviously, took it out way before it got 200,000?
Sure.
Yeah. If it got to 10,000, you'd pull it out.
See, they were talking about this on PTI yesterday. It was Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
You know, how he gets, the guy gets like $1.1 million.
Bobby's 57, I believe, now.
For, what is it? It's like 30 years or something coming up. And they said that, you know, the original offer from the Mets was like $5 million. And he said, no, give me the $1 million every year for 30 years.
Right.
And somebody worked it out. They said if he'd taken the $5 million then and invested it and gotten 8% return, he could have had like $100 million by now.
Yeah, ant balls, uncle.
Yeah, but that's crap, too, because the bottom line is he would have spent that $5 million. Everybody would have.
Sure.
That'd have been a big payday. So what he did was perfect.
And
I
you
think.
Can't guarantee 8% return.
No, because he would have spent that money.
Yeah.
He wouldn't just put that in a bank for 8%.
Who's paying with Mets?
Mets.
Yeah, the Mets.
Yeah, he left the box, man. I sucked. I loved Bonilla back in the day.
But rightfully, Kornheiser and Wilbon punched holes in that theory and said, no, you should. This is like $35 million guaranteed over this long stretch of time. That worked out great for him.
Yes, it did.
You know?
I don't mind many people that would turn down, we can only offer you $1 million a year for the next 35 years. Guaranteed.
Right.
Who's turning that down?
And I guess
not in that year either, by the way. That was the 80s.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess
early 90s.
The new owner of the Mets wants to make it a big deal. Wants to have it, like every year on that day,
well,
have him come
it,
out to the ballpark, give him the giant check.
Well, I like the
give him a lap around the stadium.
I like the deal because the Mets nowadays, baseball, $1 million, they find that in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here you go.
That's nothing.
Right. So who said Bill Gates is telling people, because I see, at least Bill Gates is doing the right thing, telling people not to do it unless you have a bunch of money. Because Gene Simmons is driving me crazy on his Twitter. I'm not telling you what to do, but I got a lot of money in Dogecoin and a couple other ones.
You got a lot of money, Gene.
You are telling, he's rich as hell. You are telling your regular KISS fans to go put $4, $20, $30, $100 in there, and they're going to lose their ass. That's what they're seeing.
Yeah. And you know what they're not going to do after they lose their ass is buy the $80 KISS t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah, how's that any different than Hannity and Tucker telling you to buy silver?
Same. Well, they're getting paid. That's an endorsement.
Gene's not getting paid for that.
No. But he wants that stuff to go up, so he knows if he says, I'm not telling you what to do, but I did this, and look at me."
See, I find it hard to believe that Gene would dispense any kind of advice without getting some sort of compensation. He's all about
money. He is
money.
Getting compensation.
Yeah, because if it goes up,
it's not official,
right?
Okay. Yeah. So if all his followers invest a little
get
money,
into it.
It goes up and it helps him too.
Right, exactly.
I can see that.
I mean, it's so transparent. When I saw it the first time, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm putting a lot in here. Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. You know.
And if you lose your ass, you'll still be rich, really rich. Right.
Yeah, he's got some wiggle room.
A little bit.
Here's a horrible story.
I watched that documentary on Bitcoin the other day.
You didn't.
Yeah. The Dogecoin one's better.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'll watch that next.
You won't.
Here's a horrible story. out of Kenya.
Then we're going to start getting mad for us calling it Dogecoin. I want to stick with that. Till it gets old.
Yeah, that's what we do on this show. We abandon stuff when it gets old. Go ahead, Craig.
ABC News reports.
Horrible story, damn.
It is. That three Rothschild's giraffes, this is out of Kenya, were killed when they walked into power lines.
Oh no. Duck, dude.
Extra tasty crispy.
No, it's a giraffe.
I know. Do they duck?
Well, sure.
No, when they see stuff.
Like a tree.
They have to learn
to
work around things like that.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, but they don't really navigate forests very much.
No, they're not. They're not really in a jungle.
They're in a savanna.
No, they're in a middle. They walk up the trees and eat on them, but they don't. Yeah, I was wondering if does a giraffe. I guess they lower their heads. I guess they would lower their heads. So
officials at the Kenya Power and Light Company said they'd already begun replacing electricity poles in the area prior to the accidents. Apparently, people in the area say these power lines have killed all kinds of animals for too long. There's only about 609 Rothschild's giraffes out of the 28,000 giraffes that roam across the African
They need
country.
To encourage the giraffes to walk around like newer neighborhoods where the power lines are buried.
Newer neighborhoods in Kenya.
Yeah.
Where they are buried, right?
Horrible story.
It is a horrible story, man.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey.
Don't go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You got time.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida, a woman goes to the bank to discuss her account. Things did not go the way she wanted. She got into an argument with a teller. The argument escalated to a point where she threatened to kill everyone in the bank. She announced she was now robbing the place.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Did she have any weapon?
That escalated.
The woman left the bank in her motorized wheelchair after she was given some cash and taken into custody nearby a short time later. No weapon seen during the robbery. No one hurt.
She just pushed that little lever there and just going, like 2 miles an hour.
All right. All here's right. some money. You roll away. We'll get you in a few minutes.
Right. Let her go. We're going to see her an hour from now.
Why don't you just knock her off her scooter and call the cops?
I don't want to hurt her.
No, don't hurt her. She's. No. You're not going to lose her.
No.
Yeah, she's.
That's
easy,
her.
Easy enough to apprehend.
Where's she at? Well, she left an hour ago, but I see her right there.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.